Now, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about.
But life's hard on a man.
Or they don't have the money that they need for their use, whatever they need. They don't have enough money to buy the things they need, well, it makes it bad.
Okay. Alright. Now, if somebody owns a lot of peach trees, you have what? You say
orchard.
Okay, alright. Now you might say, when I was a girl, my father was poor, but next door was a girl.
Or wealthy.
Was a girl.
A what?
Okay. You might say, when I was young, my father was poor, but next door was a girl.
That better say. They were more wealthy, they had more money to spend.
That her father?
Her father was what more wealthy than my father.
Okay, back to food, stuff like that. The inside of a cherry, what would you call that? Inside
cherry.
Of
seed?
The seed, okay. Alright. Now a peach, what types of peaches did you have? One peach would kind of
Clear seed and clean seed.
Clear seed?
Clear seed and clean seed. They were precious, we call them pressed peaches, if they were clean seed.
I see.
But either one's all right.
But a clear seed would?
Clear seed where you just brush it open and the seed was clear. It wasn't stuck to the peach.
I see. Now, after you've eaten an apple, the part you have left, you?
Core?
Okay. And did you ever cut up or dry any parts of an apple?
Oh, well, we used to dry. Not well, we didn't dry apples because we didn't raise apples. We had one little tree, but then we didn't dry them.
Make snips?
Yeah. Just use them fresh for eat. Ones we had, but you could dry apples or even dry peaches.
Okay, you call those snits, what you?
Well, we just call it dried apples and dried peaches.
Alright. What about the kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and roast?
You mean peanuts?
Yeah. And do you have any different types or names for them?
Well, I'm calling them tenders, but that'd be the Spanish peanuts.
What was a tender?
Same thing, tenders. Yeah, it's peanuts.
I see.
Most people call them peanuts. And there's the Spanish peanuts, that's the little ones that cling to the vine when it's thrown up.
I see.
But the Virginia peanuts, or whatever you call it, the large ones, they end up pulled over the ground and I had to scratch them out.
Folks raise them much here?
Well, I don't think they do now. They raise lots of peanuts and it clings to the vines. You pull them up. There's lots of peanuts raised. We used to raise them by big barnfuls. Feed to the stock. We'd pick off enough to eat. All we wanted to eat, put them in sacks, sack them up, and all we wanted for seed, we'd have about two or three big tow sacks for seed. And then we'd have some four throws for peas. We'd pick them off. Then lots of them we'd fed with on the vines.
You know what goobers were? They ever call them that?
Goobers, yeah, I heard them called goobers.
Okay. Any other kind of nuts you'd get from a tree or that sort of thing?
You mean pecans, walnuts?
Walnuts. What was that hard kind of shell in kind of thing?
Well, that was the black hull that was on them. And we'd go to eat them, we'd break off the back hull and crack the nut.
Okay.